The Trump administration has terminated another long-running fact-finding program, the Household Food Security Report. The annual survey had been gathering data for three decades across seven administrations. Now, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, which manages the report, says that the studies, quote, do nothing more than fearmonger. NPR's Jordan Marie Smith has more.
For decades, the National Hunger Report has helped guide advocates, food banks, and policymakers in the fight against hunger in the United States. The 2023 Household Food Security Report found more than 47 million people live in food insecure households. That means residents were uncertain if they could get consistent access to food. Among those counted were nearly 14 million children.
Without that data, we are flying blind.
Crystal Fitzsimons is the president of the Food Research and Action Center, or FRAC. Food insecurity is complicated. Variables like food deserts, the cost of living, and diet quality are frequently changing. Fitzsimons says those who study hunger in America will end up lost without the objective statistics collected in the USDA report.
The National Food Insecurity Survey is a critical, reliable data source that shows how many families in America struggle to put food on the table.
In its announcement, the USDA called the survey redundant and costly. We reached out to the USDA to better understand the decision and to ask about staff impact. A spokesperson responded by saying that, quote, an unauthorized disclosure of non-public information shows questionable judgment, and any employee willing to break that public trust undermines the integrity of the agency. Amy Barros, the president and CEO of the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina, said they use the data year over year to identify changing needs.
We rely on this data to help us target our resources where they're needed most. You know, where do we need to invest more food resources? Where do we need to stand up mobile markets and help identify food deserts?
For the areas Barros and her food bank serve, the numbers show worsening conditions over the past two decades. And in the area around the nation's capital, hunger persists too.
It's one of the hardest things I've had to deal with in the last couple of years.
Initial Miller Galloway is a 51-year-old Black woman living with four disabled family members in Silver Spring, Maryland. She gets a monthly food assistance box from the local food bank. Food insecurity isn't just about hunger, Miller Galloway says.
To me, it creates anxiety. Just it makes you feel worthless.
Miller Galloway works closely with the Capital Area Food Bank. They rely on the USDA data, along with their own annual hunger report, which compiles county-level numbers across Virginia, Maryland, and all of Washington, D.C. But they're one of the few food banks in the country able to conduct that kind of research, according to the organization's president, Radha Muthaya.
It allows us to plan by understanding the number of people who are food insecure, their demographics, where they live.
Now, there is enough food in America for everyone, but the reports track vulnerable people living paycheck to paycheck who often have to choose between their medicine or their next meal. And without the Household Hunger Survey, Muthaya, Fitzsimons, and Barros say it'll be harder to identify and reach people like Initial Miller Galloway when they need it most.
I didn't eat today. I'm probably going to eat tonight. I'm hopeful that I will, but at the same time, I have prescriptions that I have to pay for.
Jordan Marie Smith, NPR News, Washington.